Hello again. This is Pastor Bob from Vine Street Christian Church, and we have our second day of our daily Lenten devotional series. This is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday, day two of Lent. We're going to go to Joyce Rupp's devotional again for today. It's called Jesus, Friend of My Soul, and it was published by Ave Maria Press in 2020. Today's segment is called One Who is Disciplined. First, we read the scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Well, there were undoubtedly moments when Jesus wanted to return to Nazareth and lead a quiet, unencumbered life in which no one pestered him for help. The days of crowds with hurting people steadily pressing upon him, the times his disciples failed to perceive his message, or the moments when skeptics openly taunted him about his beliefs. These were surely tough times for Jesus. Yet he persisted in being there for others. He welcomed those in distress. He continued to love his disciples, and he never gave up on teaching. His journey required a lot of prayer and disciplined willpower for Jesus to live a life of unconditional love. And so too with our lives. Some of the situations include tough things we have to bear, even when we do not want to do so. It takes much discipline and courage to enter into what we are unable to shove out of the way. Our troubles and crosses are unique to each of us. They might come in the form of old hurts, persistent addictions, financial problems, relationship struggles, physical or mental illnesses, undesirable duties, or the constant grayness of grief and depression. Like Jesus, when certain aspects of life cannot be altered, we accept them as sources of spiritual transformation, trusting that qualities such as resilience, compassion, patience, and kindness will mature in us. Let us pray. Jesus, bearer of the cross, no one wants to have burdens and afflictions, yet they come into our lives and weigh us down. I can learn from you how to shoulder my troubles and find my greatest source of strength in you. Help me to deny myself when it is required. Today, I choose to accept the cross of my difficulties. Amen. We look forward to talking with you again tomorrow for day three of our Lenten journey.